The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Greg Gard. The Badgers are 9-6 on the season and 1-1 in Big Ten play. Wisconsin will travel to Indiana on Tuesday before hosting Maryland on Saturday. Coach Gard, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Can you please start us out with an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and open it up for questions for you.
Sure. Obviously, we're in the midst of a transition, and I think our guys have handled it exceptionally well. I've been really pleased with how they've handled everything that's been thrown at them over the last 15 to 20 days. We've tweaked some things, we've changed some things. It's been well documented, and I think we've battled. I was happy with how we played against Purdue from an effort standpoint, an energy standpoint, how we competed. Obviously, some things that we'll have to continue to get better at, especially defensively, and become more efficient offensively, and then to be able to bounce back Saturday and play as complete as we've played in the three games since I've taken over. I thought it wasn't a complete 40 minutes, but we've become more and more consistent. I think we're taking steps in the right direction. The guys are hungry and eager, and we've got so many young guys that everything is that we're doing is new, not only for the returning guys with all the things we've changed, but also the new guys have had to shift quickly here. And like I said, I'm excited about the direction we're going. I'm happy and proud of the guys, how they've handled everything. They've all been in with both feet. And obviously we'll leave this afternoon for Indiana and get ready for that game down there tomorrow night.
Appreciate that, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
And we do have a question from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Just asking about Charlie Thomas. He's a local guy for us and what he's done. You touched on how it's been tough for the new guys with the transition. How has he done so far with that?
Really well. He's... I think one of the things I've done here a little bit differently was expand the bench and play more guys. And Charlie's been a recipient of more minutes, and it's been situational. Obviously, it's been based on my gut instincts and what I'm seeing on the floor, but also matchups. And Charlie's working exceptionally hard. And we have about four guys that are doing platoon work, meaning they're on the scout team and they're over with me in the rotation. So for him, he's had a lot on his plate. But he's handled it exceptionally well. I think his future is really bright here. I think he's really just scratching the surface in terms of how good he can be. And I know he's learning every day. He's hungry. He's always all eyes and ears, and he's asking a lot of questions. So that's a good sign for a young player to be that engaged and knowing that he doesn't have all the answers and wants to get better. And I know that's with all of our freshmen. They're very hungry to improve and improve as fast as possible, and Charlie's definitely off to a good start.
And just to follow up on you obviously recruited Diamond Stone. When you saw the 39-point number pop up against Penn State, did it even surprise you, as good a player he was in high school, that he could do that so quickly on the college level?
No, because he's surrounded by a lot of good players. I know Maryland has, it's not just Diamond, it's not just Mello. There's a lot of other players that are very good in that program, and it's an experienced team. It's a talented team. It's a team that's very similar to how ours was built last year. It took a while for those things to come together and to be able to come in and make a splash as a freshman. Obviously, he's very talented. There's no doubt. So from that standpoint, it's not a surprise. But he's also around a lot of good teammates and the beneficiary of some very unselfish players, especially from his point guard in Mello. So he's a very talented kid. There's no doubt about that. I think his adjustment to college is he's had some ups and downs as I've watched games throughout the season, but he's figuring things out, and I figured he would. He's a pretty quick learner and, a hungry kid that wants to be good, and so that's not a surprise, but I think he's also benefiting from being on a very, very good team.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Zach Miller with Rivals.com.
Hey, Coach. Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks, Zach.
Why extend the bench? Why did you feel there was a need to extend the bench? And was that something that you had a conversation with Bo about, maybe extending the bench at the beginning of the year when he was still head coach?
Well, as those things go, that's always a head coach's decision on what he or what that person in that particular role wants to do. So, some of it was players maybe weren't quite ready earlier in the year, and he went with the guys he really could trust. And he's always, in the 23 years I've been with him, or was with him, really substituted and gave minutes on a trust factor in what you've earned. And not that these guys that I played haven't earned minutes, but I just felt that we needed to become deeper. I thought Koenig and Hayes were logging too many minutes, and over the course of a Big Ten season and 30-some games, that was going to be an issue, that maybe they were going to put on too many miles. But also I think we needed to have some other weapons, whether it be foul troubles, injuries, anything, people weren't playing well, that we had some other options to go to. And, you know, we just needed to have more depth. And I think by doing that, I've been able to reduce some minutes to some extent and the mileage that guys are putting on. But also it's given these guys that have come off the bench a lot more confidence. And they haven't played perfect. And you know, we've had Jordan Hill's had some turnovers. And I always joke that he's driving 80 and 55 at times in terms of the speed limit. But they're figuring things out. And they're hungry. And they want to get better. And they're listening. They're great in the film room when we go through practice or our recent games. So from that standpoint, just giving them a little bit and see how they handle it, and then that grew. And it probably started with the bench a little sooner than I thought it would in that Green Bay game, because Showalter and Koenig got two quick fouls each. So I had to go to the bench a little faster in the backcourt than maybe I had originally planned, and I wanted to. And I told those guys the first day that when I first met with them, if you aren't ready, get ready, because I was planning to play more guys, and they've responded, you know, and I think it's helped everybody. Even the guys that they've replaced have been able to maintain freshness a little bit longer, and hopefully in the long run it's going to make us a better team.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.